Scammers are taking advantage of the uncertainty of these times. Seth Buffelli of AARP's Fraud Watch says we have become easy targets.
We're at home, right by our phones, right by our computers, and we're really thirsty for information. And so this is an opportunity that scammers take advantage of.
Buffelli says with more Alaskans teleworking, there are more email scams that masquerade as important government updates, like health mandates and closures.
What we're seeing aren't necessarily new scams, but they're using coronavirus or the economic stimulus as part of their scare tactic.
One of the recycled scams is telling victims they need to register or reconfirm information to continue getting Social Security, medical payments, or prescription drugs.
I think it's important to remember that scammers kind of follow the news. So 2 or 3 weeks ago, we really started to see a lot of scams around test kits.
AARP recorded a robocall using this tactic and posted it on its fraud website.
If you want to receive a free testing kit delivered overnight to your home, press 1.
When you push 1, you'll talk to someone who will try to get your personal information and tell you they need a credit card number to pay for shipping the test. But there are no test kits because the company is fake. AARP Alaska also has a Fraud Watch hotline posted on their website. We are easy targets now for people promising remedies or services to make us safer.
When scammers get us on the phone or on email, their job really is to unsettle us. They're going to try to get us either so worried by the threat or so excited about the opportunity that we stop using our normal, rational decision-making. You know, we're all kind of in that place right now because we're all really worried. And so a lot of the scammer's job is already done.
He says the basics of detecting a scam are the same now as before. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Be wary of anyone extolling you to act right away, even if it means you lose your chance at some deal. And never give out your Social Security, medical, or bank information. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.